Jeff, can you tell us about these new rules? Can you break that down for us?
Well, these rules, which have been fought about for many years now, are somewhat complicated, but it breaks down like this. The Internet rules are meant to ensure the Internet remains open and free so that consumers can go to any website they want, just like they've always have, at the same speeds they've been used to, without necessarily having to pay any more. So it's something called net neutrality. There have been very few violations of such of net neutrality, but supporters of such rules want to ensure that nothing changes. So the FCC rules essentially would block network operators such as an AT&T or a Comcast or a Verizon from blocking people from going to websites of other companies that maybe provide competing services to the phone companies and the cable companies.
Who does that?
Nobody. There's only been one or two minor violations of so-called net neutrality rules. The supporters claim that we need new rules to prevent future violations. Critics of the new rules say if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Why did it take 10 years to get this done?
It's a very contentious issue in Washington, and it's not doesn't split necessarily along party lines. Many Democrats are also worried about these laws. Their concern is that new rules could actually inhibit or cause the phone companies to cut workers. The phone companies have some of the biggest unions in the United States, and the unions of the phone companies are actually against tougher net neutrality rules.
Okay, but now it's done?
It's done for now, but net neutrality rules have been struck down by federal courts several times in the past, and lawyers who follow the issue think the odds are very high that the federal courts could strike down these new rules, and we could be back at this issue again in a couple of years.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, apparently the FCC vote is unlikely to be the last word on Internet regulation. That's what
they
say. It
almost certainly won't be.
Oh, okay. All right.
For consumers, nothing really changes. That's been the case before, but this certainly ensures at the very least nothing will change anytime soon.